نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that today is the 8th of Muharram 1442, and we all know about the shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, that we will discuss tomorrow night inshallah. Today's topic is that the wafat of our sahaba, elders, tabi'een. What did they say during their last moments on this earth? And what lessons are there for us to learn? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُوا وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you, Ya Rasool Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your demise will take place. And they also will pass away. They will leave this world. And each one of us will leave this world. So let's start right on top. It's the last moments of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam's life. And what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam say right in the ending? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. O Ummah, you guard your salat and your prayer. And over whom you have authority, you fulfill their rights, whether it be our wives, our children, employees, so forth and so on. Then the last words, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ Ya Allah, take me to your court, Ya Allah. I prefer to come to you than to stay here on this earth. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world. Come to Siddiqa Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. His last moments, what did he say? Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was there, and she was saying and reciting some poetry. He told his beloved daughter, O daughter, وَجَاءَتْ سَكَرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ, that it is the time of Sakarat now, and this is not the time for poetry. And then he read the Quranic verse, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Each one of us should by heart and memorize this verse. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمَا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh beloved Allah, take me with Iman and Islam. He was guaranteed Jannah, but they were teaching the Ummah what to do. And unite me with a devout and pious people. Imagine that is Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, regarding whom Almighty Allah praised, ثاني اثنين إثما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Verily Allah's help, mercy is with us. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to cry, he used to petition and beg Almighty Allah, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh beloved Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Oh Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ruled for over 10 years. One day, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and his son Abdul Rahman came to him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I saw a very strange incident. There was Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, whose name was Fayruz. He was a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian. And I saw Jufayna. Jufayna was a Christian. And I saw Hurmuzan, and this person here superficially embraced Islam. And they were discussing something. And when I walked, then I saw that they were very concerned. Maybe I overheard certain discussion. And then they moved away, dispersed from there. While dispersing, then I saw a dagger falling. And I think they are plotting, planning your assassination, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. So this was few days. Lo and behold, the dua of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is going to be accepted. It's Fajr time in Masjid Nabawi. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes with the dagger, both sides, the points were there. And while Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda performing salat, he stabbed him. And that is how he was assassinated. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala always honors people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu left for 3-4 days after this incident. And we see on the 1st of Muharram, then he was buried. Shuhayb Rumi performed his Salatul Janaza. And on the 1st of Muharram, we find Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, becomes the Khalifa the year 24 after Hijrah. So look at the ending moments of all these great, great personalities. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu ruled this ummah for approximately 12 years. And the people made all wild accusations against him. But he was a person, remember, because of him, Islam spread so far and wide. Your Afghanistan and all these areas entered into Islam. Now remember, the enemy got the upper hand. And for 40 days plus, they made muhasara, they surrounded his house. He told them, who gave water to you in Madinah Munawwara? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who will give money and donate bir-e Roma? I, Uthman bin Affan, I donated there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the masjid, the front side of the Masjid Nabawi, the southern side, the Qibla side. I extended that. Today you're not allowing the water to come to my house, but I purchased the water. Today you're not allowing me to go to the masjid, but I extended the masjid. But yet when people are jealous, when people have a hidden agenda, so they were blind with their fury, but he remembered the words of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh you Usman Zunnurain, I gave you two of my daughters, one after the other. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and thereafter Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. This mantle of leadership that Allah has given you, never remove it. You must remain the Amir, and you will pass away a shaheed. He did not want bloodshed. He was reading Quran. He was sa'im, he was fasting. The enemies came. His wife Naila tried to protect them, and she put her fingers. They cut her fingers also. And then you see that they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And his blood spilled on the Quran Sharif, on the verse, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you want to see that Quran, the original copy, you go to Tashkent, you go to Uzbekistan. We saw it, alhamdulillah. And it is certified by UNESCO that this is the original copy. This is the miracle of Quran, the oldest copy. And you will see the blood marks, everything there. So this is how Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala meets Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For him the Quran Sharif will bear testimony. Did me and you ever make dua? Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. That must be the aim of the true Muslim. Come to Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala an. There was a meeting held by the enemies, coalition of the willing, as they say nowadays in political jargon. So they said, we need to eliminate these three great people. One Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, one Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, one Amr bin As radiallahu an. They could not assassinate Amir Muawiyah, he was injured. Sayyidina Amr bin As did not come out that day radiallahu an, he was sick and ill. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, whose murderer was Abdurrahman bin Muljim. And remember, it was Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah, and he came and he stabbed and he assassinated Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. Oh brothers, sisters, what were the last words of Sayyidina Ali? Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. I am successful. I take qasam on Almighty Allah Jalla wala, I am successful. This is what the world cannot understand, that they run away from death, and a Muslim, he embraces death. The Muslim, he dies with death. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda used to write letters to the rulers, inna ma iyaqom. With me there are people, yuhibbun al-qatla fi sabilillah, yuhibbun al-qitala fi sabilillah, kama tuhibbun al-khamr. O you enemy, remember you are busy with your wine and swine. But with me I have people who love to dice with death and they are prepared to make the ultimate and supreme sacrifice. That was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu arda. So we spoke Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. He's part of Khulafa'i Rashideen. He ruled his ummah for 6 months. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering the khutbah, advices to the people, and on the mimbar was Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, a young personality. Inna ibn hadha sayyidun, this youngster of mine, this grandson is a leader. La'alla allaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni azimatayni min al-muslimin. Allah will select him and choose him to bring about reconciliation between the two big parties among the Muslims. So he realized that, you know, the ummah will remain fragmented. He became the Khalifa for 6 months and then he resigned. And then he handed over power to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what happened at his time? Now Sakarat started. What was Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu's last words? He's leaving this world. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam already gave great tidings. Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He when Sakarat starts, he say, Hada awanu sabrin wa stilam. This is the time of patience. This is the time I have to go back to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They look forward to go to death, my brothers, and remember to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Al-mawtu tuhfatul mu'min. For the true believer, death is a gift, is a present from Almighty Allah. Therefore, whether it was shahadat and martyrdom, whether it was natural death, but that day for them was an honor. We come to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. Wama adraka man Abu Huraira. Do we know who's Abu Huraira? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. He reported 5,374 ahadith through the different chains of narrations. Let me digress for 1 minute, because many of you here are professionals and academics and what have you. You should know how Islam is preserved. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that which even the enemies have to bear testimony. There is an Orientalist, Mustashriq, and remember his name. You can Google it and everything. Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T. And the book he wrote is called The Formative Period. He says, I studied your people's works on hadith, and when I studied the prophetic sayings, alayhi salatu salam's sayings, then I found a remarkable amount of consistency in the chain of transmission. You Muslims are the only people on this earth who have this chain of transmission. And 500,000 Rawis, what he wrote, 500,000 reporters, your peoples, you have the profile, you have their life history, everything you have, and no one on the face of this earth. You ask a Christian, you say Mark and Luke and John. Any one of them met Jesus, peace be upon him? None of them met Jesus. So finish is already in qita. There's already interruption. So hadith. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. Who loves to meet Almighty Allah, Allah loves meeting him. Wa man kariha liqa Allah, kariha Allah liqa'ahu. When you detest meeting Almighty Allah, Allah hates meeting you also. So now he's in Sakarat, Shaykhul Hadith, 5,374 ahadith narrated by him. And what does he do? He's Sakarat, my brothers. And he raises his hands. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love to meet you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. I pray, Ya Allah, you also love to meet me. Me and you will never do. We always worried what the doctor said, what the surgeon said, fine. But what is Allah saying at that moment? So remember, this is the big lesson we must teach our people. This one is passing away, this one is this. So tell them, Husnu dhanni billah. At that time you must have firm conviction in the promise of Almighty Allah, in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Harun Rashid used to say, you know, we had the British Empire. So Harun Rashid used to address the clouds, oh clouds, go and rain there, go and rain there. You will be raining and your droplets will fall on the Khilafat of Harun Rashid. When the last moments came of Harun Rashid, what did he say? Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. Ya Allah, this wealth you gave me, multi-million, multi-billion, all going away, finished. My entire empire crumbling in front of me. The power I had, people used to make salam from where and where. Halaka anni sultaniya. It's gone, Ya Allah, now I'm coming to you. Amen. So this was Khalifa Harun Rashid. Study the lives of everyone, the great personalities, Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, Minister of Finance of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had no children and no offspring. And then the family members were there. His sakarat is starting. Look at Qudrat, Qudrat ka karishma hai. The first Muazzin of Islam, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu anhu, Muazzin in Medina Munawwara. Second Muazzin, Abasa wa Tawalla, Anjaul Ahmad, the blind Muazzin, and that is Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum radiallahu anh. Both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi. And if you go to Dimashq, you go to Damascus, I've been there several occasions with Allah's help. You will find both Muazzins buried in the same graveyard in Babu Saghir in Damascus. One side is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, and on the wall you will see the loha, the board. Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa waziru malihi. The Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Minister of Finance. And on the other side you will find Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the second Muazzin of Masjid Nabawi. This is how they would go out in various parts, mashallah, for the love of Islam, to propagate Islam. So my brothers, the lesson we have to take, remember, is this. Abdullah bin Mubarak. Did you read of Abdullah bin Mubarak? Abdullah Mubarak rahimahullah was that muhaddis, that scholar. Subhanallah, that 4 months he was teaching. 4 months he was making tabligh and da'wat. 4 months he was making jihad and so forth. And he used to do business and so forth. So they asked him, Abdullah, that for what you have to do all this? He says, no, that Almighty Allah gave me these various capabilities. So mashallah. So therefore I'm doing all this. And then Malakul Maut came. So he asked Malakul Maut, how come you're taking so long to come? I'm waiting for you. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. The people who do actions, they wait for you so that we can meet Almighty Allah Jalla. See? So every one of them study the life of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. If you go to Khartoum in Uzbekistan, and we went there with Allah's help, and you go by Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, Imam Bukhari, Amir al-Mu'minin fil Hadith, go and see. Now you brothers, you know, one topic leads to another. After the Soviet Union fell, you know, it got disintegrated. So all these countries got their independence. If you went that time to Uzbekistan, and they wrote the profile of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, next to his grave Mubarak, they wrote there, the person buried here was a great communist leader. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. You see propaganda, what it does. And the people reading there, what they know what's happening. Now, alhamdulillah, Uzbekistan, all that we went when we saw now, everything written there correct. So see the miracle of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Russian rule. And what happens? They were the one to protect his grave Mubarak. So my brothers, remember this, that Almighty Allah has given us the greatest wealth, the greatest gift, and that is the wealth of Iman and Islam. So now we are coming towards Ashura. My message to you is threefold. Tomorrow is the 9th, Sunday is the 10th. What must you do? So you need to do three things. It's not time for celebration, wine, dine and swine. For us, the new year is a time of reflection. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking about Ashura, what did he say? تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah Jalla wa'ala accepted the tawbah of a people And Allah will accept the tawbah of other people in latter generations. So tomorrow night, make tawbah, brothers, sisters. Sunday, make tawbah. It's leisure time. Use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. How should we make tawbah? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse 8. Ey iman walo, oh you believe, turn to Allah in tawbah nasuha. Sayyidina Umar was a linguist par excellence, a master of the Arabic language. The person came and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this word tawbah, I know. What is the meaning of nasuha? I don't know. Sayyidina Umar illustrated the point via an example and said, when you milk the she camel, when you milk the cow, do you ever see the milk going back into the udders of the cow? He said, no. He said, that is tawbah and nasuha. We all have our own weaknesses, our own sins. So don't make tawbah just and then finish and next day or next week we're back. No. Tawbatan nasuha. We must have that firm resolve, determination. Ya Allah, I'm making such a pakka tawbah. Devoted, dedicated. No more riba, no more fornication, no more adultery, no more interest, no more alcohol, no more drugs, no more girlfriend, mistress, pay wheel. Nothing like that. Then we are making sincere tawbah. Otherwise, remember, Allah alone knows whether it's accepted or not. So that is what Ashura's message is. Then, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Every rakat we read in. Ya Allah, you give us and show us the path of the Nabiyeen, وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُهَدَى وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Not the path of the Jews and Christians. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara, saw the people there, the Jews were fasting, and said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى. Nabi Musa a.s. was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair. Allah elevated his rank and status so much, his name Mubarak is mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. No Nabi's name is mentioned so many times. Nabi Musa a.s. a baby, and Allah Musa. Do you know meaning of Musa? Musa means al-walad fi tabut yajri al-alma. The baby who is put in a box and then is moving in the water and going in the water. The water became the means of rescuing Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the water became the means of the drowning of the Pharaoh. That is Allah. See, brother. So you must remember this. So he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah saved him and his people. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Sumu yawman qablahu wa ba'dahu. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So 9th and 10th, we fast, 10th and 11th, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, Monday. Very good. All 3 days, mashallah, nurun ala nur. And then the last one, and we'll conclude, inshallah. No wife, no life. You like the story? So man wasa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wasa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif Bayhaqi. So tomorrow night, inshallah, Sunday, be a little bit generous with your wife and children and so forth. So inshallah, honey, take the money and all that. You know how many complaints I get of the husbands and all that. So inshallah, in that way there, Allah Ta'ala will make your risk easy. When we ask Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, oh Shafi, you're a genius. Where you learned hadith? He said, I learned hadith by Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah. When we ask Sufyan, what you say? Sufyan said, bin Uyayna, جربناه منذ خمسين عاما فوجدناه كذلك. I tried this recipe. When we speak to ladies, we say recipe. When we speak to the men, we say prescription. He says, I tried this prescription for 50, 60 years in Lataiful Ma'arif. Ibn Rajab Hanbali is mentioned there. So I tried this prescription for 50, 60 years approximately. The year that 10th Muharram came and I was magnanimous with my wife, my children and so forth, Almighty Allah made my risk and my sustenance easy for me the whole year. So be, mashallah, that was big-hearted, inshallah. Don't forget your employees also. You have your maids and all of them. Every time, only darling, this, that, give them also something. You know your maids you have. So they also will say, Madam woke up from the right-hand side today. You see? So inshallah, that way there. Let us become an asset to humanity. And Allah Ta'ala make our khatima bin iman. We conclude with these words. Always beg Allah. If you go to Iraq and Baghdad, you will find Piran-e Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's grave Mubarak, that site. You will find Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimullah's grave that side, and on his grave the board is written, Sayyidu Ta'ifa, the leader of the awliyaullah of his time. Somebody asked Junaid, Rahimullah, Junaid, you better or the puppy is better? Somebody have to ask me, you good or that dog is better? I'm to asking Charadin. We will say, come here, I'll show you. He said, you understood, it depends. If I die with Iman, then I'm better. If I die without Iman, then even the puppy is better than me. Think about it, brothers. This is my message, last message to you. Beg Allah daily, Ya Allah, you gave us this wealth of Iman and Islam. Take us with Iman and Islam and make that the best day in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.